This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little bit later, I'm going to play you a piece of the overnight program with Sal Licata, where the Radio.com Rewind feature was predominantly mentioned between a caller and him. Got a little nasty between the two.
So that's
a little bit of a tease, but it was a great way to promote Radio.com Rewind. But first, we've got Jerry Recco here with us. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, good morning. We're brought to you by the Racatina Auto Group. Hurry into the Own the Adventure sales event at Land Rover Edison and Land Rover Marlboro.
So, Jerry,
yes.
We got a tweet yesterday from the Rutgers student section.
Nice.
And it said, feed us the Jerry head.
They want the Jerry head in a big way. Now, you're getting this today, right?
I am picking it up today. I'm trying to find the exact tweet here, but it was feed us the Jerry head. And they have their, what's their name of their, whatchamacallit, their group there? They got a name. You don't know the name of their student section?
The Rutgers student section.
Yeah, they have like a
the
name.
Riot Squad?
Yes, that's what it was.
Oh, the Riot Squad. All right, I like it.
Yeah, so they are they are fired
that's
up.
That's going to be great.
That's good.
I'll tell you, one of the funniest things on Twitter yesterday was that picture that somebody put you on a horse.
Isn't that great? I told you I like that.
That was hilarious.
Good. Yeah.
So if anybody missed it yesterday, we are getting a giant Jerry head made up from the picture of him dressed up as a jockey. And Darren from the Seven Line is producing it. I'm going to pick it up in some warehouse in Hopog today.
That is a good photo.
And then I'm going to bring it in to work tomorrow so we can all see it. Then I'm handing it off to Eddie Scazzeri. And then Eddie Scazzeri is meeting a Rutgers student who will be at the game close to the court to hold up the giant Jerry head. So this is all going to be on television on the Big Ten Network tomorrow.
Awesome. This is going to be great, man.
It's going to be great.
You know, and Rutgers going for 18-0 at home now.
That's exactly right.
I'll tell you what, that Steve Peichel's done an amazing job.
He's a hell of
a
coach.
He was great at Stony Brook, man. And I'm just, the thing that I worry about with him, you know what I worry about.
Go somewhere else.
Somebody's going to say, man.
Never say never, but I think he really likes it here.
You know, especially with Shiano coming back now.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope that doesn't have an adverse impact on Peichel's contract. You know,
I would hope not. I think he got a new contract last year.
Yeah,
you know, I think he's very happy. He's doing a great job. To me, everything's pointing up over there.
Yeah, no, it is. There's no question about it.
A lot of good stuff happening right now.
The fact that they're undefeated at home at the rack is really, I think, something that every school aspires to have happen for them.
Yeah,
and they play great at home, and those kids are playing their asses off at home, and Peichel's a great coach, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of recruiter he is, but I know
tremendous, actually.
If you can win at Stony Brook and be successful there and then take it to a Big Ten school like Rutgers.
They were losing games by 30 points in this league when he took over.
That's right.
And now they're I think, fifth in the conference.
Well, that's the great thing about college basketball is you actually do have a shot. You know, college football, sometimes you don't. No matter who you are, how hard you try, you just are who you are. In college basketball, you can turn things around just about anywhere.
Well, that's why if you're a St. John's fan, you know, like they lose last night. It was a terrible loss last night. I understand that.
A million of those this year.
But you could see that if you got the right guy who's doing it and is getting the right players in there and actually can coach, you can turn it around.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. I believe in Mike Anderson. I like the way that they play, but they've just blown so many leads. I mean, you know, from Seton Hall to the one last night, it's been awful. It really has been to watch these games.
But it's his first year, though, right?
Slip right out of their hand. I mean, they went without scoring for 2 minutes last night.
Last 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like against Xavier, it's tough. But I didn't expect much out of them this year, so the fact that they've given me a lot of excitement and the effort is there, that's a good thing, but it's just so tough. You think about those games, all those games that they blew, if they won, how much better this season
would be. The one
thing
I've learned doing this for 14 years now, finishing these games is brutally tough.
Yeah.
It just is, even if you're at the Garden and you're at home. And so with that, Xavier finishes on an 8-0 run to beat St. John's.
Xavier with the basketball, 18 seconds to play in the game. Marshall topside, 15 seconds to play.
drives again. Champagne, spin move in the lane, dumps a baseline. Fremantle puts it up and good. And Xavier takes the lead with 10.4 to play in the second half.
I gotta tell you something, John Minko, Learfield IMG, that was perfectly sunk up for us on CBS Sports Network.
Yeah,
hell of a call, Mink.
I know it was perfect. That doesn't normally happen.
He nailed it.
Yeah, he did. You know, not only is Rutgers doing well over in Jersey, there are a lot of other schools doing well over in Jersey as well.
Seton Hall.
Seton Hall's doing great. How about Princeton?
Princeton always does well.
Well, they're at the top of the Ivy League. How about St. Peter's? The Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference.
Isn't
and Ryder Monmouth are right there.
Who's the head coach at St. Peter's? It's his first year.
It's like a renaissance of basketball in the
Just Google it.
I am Googling it because I'm blanking out right now. He's having a really good year. Is it Holloway? Who's the head coach over there?
Shaheen Holloway.
It is Shaheen Holloway. Yes, so he's done well. And and if I'm remembering correctly, you mentioned Monmouth.
Monmouth and Ryder.
I believe Monmouth has North Carolina coming to Jersey next year.
Good.
Which is kind of neat.
If I were those big schools, I'd stay away from some of these smaller schools.
Sure, but so that's kind of neat. Speaking of, so St. John's loses 77-74 to Xavier, that 8-0 run at the end for the Musketeers. Mentioned North Carolina. They lost to Notre Dame 77-76. Tar Heels are 10-16. They're 3-12 in the ACC. Things have not gone well. Roy Williams giving his team some options.
You got two choices. You can compete your butt off, or you can get up in the fetal position and curl up and start crying.
I don't think they're going to do that. So it's not gone well for them, though, this season.
He's had a rough year, Roy Williams, huh?
They've had injuries. They haven't played well. It's been they've had a lot of close losses. So, yes, it's been a very difficult season for them. I get it, Mr. Maryland guy. I get it.
By the way, it's the RU Riot Squad on Twitter. So it's at RU Riot Squad. They tweeted out the picture of you addressed to the jockey. It said, "Feed us the Jerry head." So they are all in on this thing. So let's go. I love it.
All
that's
in, man.
Kind of funny.
I love it.
Very cool. Last night, the completion of the Daytona 500, and boy, did this thing end in a scary way.
Ryan Newman off turn four for the final time. Blaney to the outside, to the inside. Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow.
Crash into the wall, into the air goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth.
That is Mike Joy and Jeff Gordon on NASCAR on Fox. That was some sight last night. Denny Hamlin winds up winning by 0.014 seconds. It was that close, but a lot of the story is obviously the crash. Ryan Newman involved in here. Hospitalized, said to be in serious condition. Injuries not believed to be life-threatening.
A miracle.
Unreal,
I mean, honestly. And it's not even so much the flipping of the car. It's the getting hit
in the air.
Right, in the air. That I was like, how can a human body survive that? And he did.
Corey LaJoy, I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah.
Corey LaJoy, whatever. He explained how he hit him and what happened.
I got a big push there that last. Coming to the white, I don't know who was pushing me, and I kind of stalled out, and I don't know who hooked Newman, and I was hoping he kind of bounced off the fence to the left, but he didn't, and I hit him. I don't know where exactly I hit him.
That's incredible.
Right in the hood of the car, he hits him.
The lucky thing is he hit him on the passenger side and not on the driver's side. You know, think about it. What's amazing about this whole thing, if you watch the end of it and you listen to Jeff Gordon, he is saying as they're coming around the last turn, this thing ain't over yet. And he was right. I mean, he called it perfectly. And then to see that accident was spectacular. And the good news is, like you said, that he'll be okay. He's beat up and he's probably, you know, not feeling so well this morning and probably be in the hospital for the next couple of weeks, but at least he'll be back.
Sure, and there was no update on this after the race. It was really, like, harrowing.
It was a couple hours later, I believe.
Nobody was saying a word, and they told the media to get out of the pit, and it was just one of these things where you just didn't know what the heck was going on.
You know, they were, and I saw a quote by Joe Gibbs, because obviously Denny Hamlin drives for Joe Gibbs, and there was confetti that went off in the winner's circle and all that other stuff, and Joe Gibbs had to apologize, saying that it's a weird feeling. You know, this is that we all understand the risks of racing, but we shouldn't have done it this way, and we apologize, and we just want to hope that Ryan Newman's okay. So,
here was Hamlin in that way talking about being, you're thrilled to win, but you're also concerned.
Yeah, it just
it's a weird balance of, you know, excitement and happiness for yourself, but obviously someone's health and their family's, you know, bigger than any win in any sport. So you know, we're just hoping for the best.
How about the win? How about
photo finish?
Yeah, like a 0.04 seconds.
It was 0.014. Even less. Pretty wild. So yeah, so there you go. Third time that Hamlin has won the Daytona 500. All right. If you don't want to listen, don't listen. This is the Astro sound. I got to play. This is the latest stuff from yesterday.
I'm so sick of this.
I understand. But I think the first four clips are relevant because of something G picked up on yesterday. And that was the comment by Rob Manfred with the trophy, calling it a piece of metal. And you even said you thought that sounded weird.
Yes.
Well, so did Justin Turner. He was quite bothered by it.
You know, calling the World Series trophy a piece of metal. I mean, I don't know if the commissioner's ever won anything in his life. Maybe he hasn't.
He says that
they beat our softball team once, and then I put an end to that.
He says that piece of metal means a lot to us.
The reason every guy is in this room, the reason every guy is, you know, working out all offseason and showing up to camp early and putting in all the time and effort is specifically for that trophy, which, by the way, is called the commissioner's trophy.
He says,
and for the $50 million that you're being paid.
Well, for sure.
Yeah, sure.
Just cannot believe he said that.
For him to devalue it the way he did yesterday is just tells me how out of touch he is with the players in this game.
And his last.
All right, so let me ask you guys. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
If you were the commissioner, would you have suspended players?
I would have tried for sure, and I know it would have been a fight, but I would have tried. I said that in the beginning.
The only reason I say that is because a lot of the players that are coming out that are a part of the same union, and it's the most powerful union in all of sport, and they don't want a protracted fight with the union, especially with the fact that there's a looming CBA that they would like to get labor peace and they would like to get through all of this. I think the commissioner certainly misspoke yesterday and should have never said a piece of metal, because it's not, it's more than that. But the point being is that all these players that are coming out against their fellow players of the Astros, you know, they have a union there to protect those players.
Yeah, but if they would have been suspended, maybe not a year, but if they would have been suspended for a significant amount of time.
As, you know, if they were a PED user.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that a lot of players would have had a problem with it listening to how they've been treated by the other players on other teams. So I don't know. I thought it was sort of weak. It seemed like, and he basically said as much, that he didn't believe that the suspensions would stick because of the Players Association, and he also didn't really want to rattle the cage heading into
the
CBA
talks,
negotiation.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is not a good enough reason not to punish them.
And so, then the other side of it is, to get to the bottom of it, he had to offer the players immunity.
That's it right there. Once you do that, you can't suspend them.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
So
you have now immunity. You can't. Yeah.
Now what you can do, if something else comes out on top of this, then you now can suspend those players and maybe even ban those players. Like, if it came out, I don't know, 6 weeks from now or 10 weeks from now, that Jose Altuve actually had a buzzer, you know, then I could see, you know, he being banned for life. That's what I could see.
Banned for life?
Yeah. If he had a buzzer, if he didn't tell the – so you got to remember, they sat with the commissioner's office, not the commissioner himself, the commissioner's investigators. And the investigators went through all of this and said, okay, you have immunity, but you got to be totally transparent.
Oh, so now you're talking because he lied.
You can't be half-truth. It's got to be totally transparent.
Got it.
And I still say that jersey that your man Jose Altuve was wearing when he hit the home run off of Chapman, okay, that one?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably worth $25,000 in cash. And he probably gave it to the equipment manager to go sell out the back door and then split the proceeds. That's probably what happened.
And Carlos Correa's tattoo story actually did check out a little bit, because he took his shirt off in front of Altuve did in front of reporters yesterday, and people did notice his tattoo. So, I mean, he did it in sort of a way, not like, hey, look at my tattoo, but he did it to make sure that his shirt was off in front of people, and people did notice it.
Well, they're going to look, and they're going to deal with this all year long, everywhere they go.
Everywhere.
Everywhere they go. Plus, you have three managers who've lost their jobs. You had the general manager who lost their jobs. I know people would love to have the World Series vacated. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to go back and change so many things.
And round and round and round and round. It's just not going
to
happen.
You'd have to take away people's MVP awards. You'd have to take away other championships with guys who had steroid guys on it. It wouldn't stop. Yeah, that's one thing I do agree with Rob Manfred on. It's like he takes away this championship, then all these other things that guys won while cheating would have to be taken away too.
You know, I was listening to JJ and Joe yesterday, right? And JJ, to his credit, is a huge Yankee fan,
mm-hmm.
right? And he was discussing A-Rod and, oh, what a great 2009 A-Rod had. Okay, so we're gonna laud that 2009 season, knowing sure. that it was under the auspices of PEDs.
I'm a fan.
Right, and how great it was, because we won a championship and he had a great year and it was awesome.
Right.
And we wouldn't have done it without him. That these are his words.
That's true.
And I'm saying to myself, well, wait a minute. So you're lauding them. And look, I don't like what the Astros did any more than anything. I mean, because it was a willful act that went against the commissioner's initial edict of don't allow electronics in game live. But, you know, even J.D. Martinez, by the way.
I got it.
Oh, you do have it?
Yeah.
All right, so this is a pretty good take. And listen to what he says if you got what I think you're going to have.
Well, assuming we're going to play the same one.
About the video monitors?
No, I don't know about the video monitors. I have, let's see here, this one. I'll play this.
Crazy, because that's what we're taught to do, is, you know, when we were kids, is, hey, you get on base, try to get the sign. You know, you have a job when you're on base. When you get on second base, try to pick up signs, try to do something to help your team win. That's what you're taught. You know, obviously there was a line that was crossed with Houston, and I think they're feeling it now.
That's the best one I've had.
All right, so here's the other thing that he said. And that's right. You know, stealing signs that way, that's one thing. And I think that's always been a part of baseball and will continue to be a part of baseball. But Martinez, who thrives on video analysis of his swing, wants to make sure that he could still go back in and look at his swing sure. in game. And I do not think that the commissioner is going to allow that anymore.
I mean, that's a big...
And remember, he was in the Boston Red Sox dugout with, you know, Alex Cora as his manager.
Right. I mean, this is also coming from a guy, too, because I think he didn't defend Manfred a little bit, too, and this thing has come from a guy who's on a team that's about to get disciplined,
that's
too,
true.
That also won a championship. So... I mean, you got to keep that in mind.
What Martinez said is basically he believes the punishments that the commissioner handed down are going to act as a deterrent moving forward. But he also wants to be able to analyze the swing in game. I hope they don't take the video monitors away.
They've cheated for 150 years. They're going to cheat for the next 150.
Yeah, but not this way, though.
I don't know about that.
You know, the whole
whatever technology you had at the time.
What's next?
I know something will be next.
What's
but I will
next?
Tell you this, though, Jerry. The one thing about the code breaker thing. According to the commissioner in Major League Baseball rules, the code breaker thing is allowed. You're allowed to use code breaker. The difference is you can't use that code breaker system in game live. And that's where
they broke a rule.
The Astros were using it in game live. And, you know, Mike Trout even said yesterday, could you imagine if I would know every pitch that was coming?
Yeah. And here's another thing, too. You tell me there's not guys right now on banned supplements
100%.
Or there's some.
There are.
Of course. They're just
are.
Ahead of the test.
Right.
I mean, it just goes on and on and on, just... and on and on
and on and on. And you better be careful, all these guys that are calling other people out. I mean, I think Justin Verlander's dealing with it every day now, too.
Absolutely.
Better be careful.
If you're going to get. So a lot of these guys, especially, you know, from poorer backgrounds, would do anything to be able to get up to the major leagues, live that life, and make, I don't know, an average of $10 million a year.
Because it's worth it.
Because for them, it is worth it. It's a life-altering money. It's like generational money. It's money that you can take care of your poor family back in the DR or, you know, somewhere in Mississippi or, you know, out in the rural counties of, California.
You think Starling Marte cares that he was hit for a steroid suspension? Think anybody cares about that anymore?
Well, I think he cares about it, but
the guy's got a huge contract still, and people were still clamoring for him to get traded to the Mets. Remember that?
Of course.
By the way, Astros, one of their top prospects, was hit with a 162-game ban for PEDs yesterday.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Out for the year. So at least one of the Astros got suspended.
They will do anything
of course
to stay
they will.
In the game. Not all the players, you know, because there are some players that are truly gifted, like a Mike Trout is truly gifted. And he doesn't have to go down that road. And you remember how vocal he was after the whole PED stuff? Remember, he was ripping players left and right for that.
I do. Yep. So, anyway, so you got that. What else can I tell you? The Islanders lost again 2-1 to the Coyotes.
They've lost three straight.
Yes. Golden Knights beat the Capitals 3-2. I mentioned it because Alex Ovechkin, pointless again. 698 goals he's stuck on.
He's just waiting for the Rangers.
Okay. Could be. Tonight, the Devils in St. Louis. Radio.com has that at 8.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.